Representing OABCIG School with our spotlight today is Alex Longnecker, who has everything to do with middle school music. Alex, thank you for the time and good morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Let's talk music now, specifically the K through 8, as I mentioned, you are very involved with. And here we are, it's middle of March. Take us back to what's been going on so far in the school year at the middle school music program.
Well, I'll go all the way back to June. That was the first time that I got the call that told me that I got this job. And it is my first job, and it has sure been a busy one. I have about 343 kids, I believe. And I still am not sure that I know all their names, but I'm getting pretty close. We've had so many different great kids here. One of the big reasons that I took this job was just because there are so many kids involved. It's only a 1A school, yet I have 105 kids in the 7th and 8th grade choir. I got another 49 in the 6th grade choir. And it's just such a great community where people are really, really supportive of their kids and their music education.
Yeah.
We have had two middle school concerts. We had one all the way back in November, and we recently just finished one a few weeks ago. That went really well. For the K through 5, we changed something this year, and in December we had a holiday musical that included all K through 5. We usually do just a 3 through 5 program.
Mm-hmm.
And then a K through 2 program, and we decided let's do all of them all at once. So
how'd that work out?
It was a little hectic the week before with me in the middle, or not the middle school staff, but the elementary staff.
Mm-hmm.
But it wound up being a fantastic program. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
And we also have another one coming up here in April 14th, and that will actually have two musicals. We'll have a K through 2 musical to kick it off. Then we'll have the 4-5 band perform, and then we'll have a 3-5 musical. So another busy time going on right now here. Going back to the kids that are really, really dedicated, we have Opus Honor Choir tryouts earlier in the year, and that's an all-state choir competition in which kids audition, and they perform a tape, and then we send it to a big panel of judges.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the past we've only had about five or six kids try out, and this year we had 30 or more. I don't really remember. That's a little bit of a headache for me, but it's a great headache because I got kids that are really driven.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun. We also had the Northwest Iowa Junior High Honor Choir earlier in November. We had 8 kids go to that. We also had 23 kids at the Western Valley Conference Choir in Mapleton, which was just a few weeks ago. That was a great one. And then we also have another 23 trying out for a 5-7 festival choir in Lamar's on April 21st. So we've been very, very, very busy, but it's been a very fun busy.
Well, it certainly sounds like that. Sounds like you're having a great time in your first year with the school. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I hope you have continued success for a long, long time, and appreciate your information this morning with our school spotlight.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Alex Longnecker representing OABCIG and their middle school music program here with our school spotlight program on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.